All right. We're going to move right into what does that listener look like? And we got a very busy show today. A lot of stuff going on. And we're going to do what does that listener look like? Group therapy involves something that I will bet you 90% of women have a problem with. 90%, maybe 95% of women have you'll be like, yeah,
it's a girl problem.
Me too. Maybe 10% of guys have this problem, but okay. I'll bet you 95% of women have this problem. I need some help for this person. It's coming up on group therapy. We'll do that at 7:35. First, though, what does that listener look like? Let's say hello to Hannah. Hi, Hannah.
Hi. No, not at all.
No, because okay. She wants to be probation, so she's not going to bust heads or, you know, walk back and forth. She's going to, you know, work in an office or, I'm guessing, go to, you know, make sure that they're at home by 9 o'clock. The okay. juvenile that you're dealing with.
What does this listener look like? Now that you have an idea, What does she look like? If you want to see her, go online, DaveRyanShow.iHeart.com, and we'll have the picture up in about 45 minutes. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. The picture is up right now.
I'm going to click on it right now.
Okay. Click on it right now. See what she looks like.
I see.
Whoa.
And don't give anything away. But if you go on DaveRyanShow.iHeart.com, is the very tip top of the page?
Very tip top of the page, Dave.
Show.com. I'm going to look right now. There's question marks. What does that listener look like? Hannah. And then you click again. Click here to see what Hannah looks like. And
there it is.
I don't want to say anything. The baby's adorable. Little baby in a picture. And there she is. I'm going to tell you right now, you do not look like what I expected you to look like. You're not nearly as burly or tough looking as I expected you to look like. Hannah, thanks for being on KDWB. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck in law enforcement. It's 7:27. Go see what she looks like online, DaveRyanShow.iHeart.com. I'm bursting and dying to tell you more about what she looks like, but I can't do it.
But you bite your tongue.
I can't do it.
You bite your tongue.
Go look for yourself. We'll be right back with a quick version of Dave's Dirt and then a group therapy that I think 95% of all women have the same problem, probably about 10% of men. What is it and how can you help? Find out in about 5 minutes.
A few months ago,
a message from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.
This is Fallon's, that chick, great.
Here it is. Fallon is covering news from all around the country involving crazy chicks.
That's cray.
That chick cray.
All right. Monday, a JetBlue flight from Boston to Chicago was diverted to Buffalo, New York after someone called the cops and reported a woman on board had a bomb.
Mm-mm.
Turns out it wasn't true. The person who called in the bomb threat was another woman in a love triangle with the woman she's accusing of having a bomb. Charges are pending.
That's cray.
There it is.
That chick cray.
It's not too good to do, especially to an airplane.
No, calling a bomb threat never works out. There are people who've done things like, oh, I'm running late to the airport. I'm going to miss my flight. To delay my flight so I don't miss it, I'm going to call in a bomb threat.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
It's brought to you by Pawn America. If you have some old DVDs laying around, maybe some old Disney movies, things the kids don't
take
watch
VHS
anymore.
VHS tapes at all? Disney sing-along songs?
I haven't had a chance to look into that yet.
No. Got a boatload of those old, like, singles. They got singles. They take singles.
That'd be nice if they took singles.
I got a bunch of singles.
I got an email yesterday saying you should donate them to your local library because they accepted the VHS ca-singles? Tapes and singles, and it'll benefit the community. So
what,
you
really?
Should do that, Dave. Yeah.
Okay.
But you can get more for your old DVDs at Pawn America. Bring in old titles. You can either upgrade or get cash on the spot. Or, you know, like I said, new movies for your collection at your neighborhood Pawn America.
Speaking of libraries, I got some old library books I never turned in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're overdue.
You should turn them in.
Yeah, well, you're probably going to be wanted.
I don't want to take them back to the library because they'll make me pay for them. Should I take them? Do they buy them from me at Pawn America?
I don't think they'll take the old
Dave
library really? Books.
They no. Won't.
How do you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning?
I can't make eye contact with myself.
You shouldn't.
It's all those library books. Okay, Sharon Osbourne broke down talking about her son's MS on The Talk yesterday. New mom Hillary Duff was photographed smoking. She says, hey, I was just holding a cigarette for a friend.
It wasn't mine.
It's not mine at all. Regis Philbin and Kathy Lee Gifford will reunite on the Today Show. By the way, there's a rumor going around that Arsenio is going to get a late night talk show. So we'll see what happens with that one. I don't really care. Roger Clemens does not interest me, but he was found not guilty of lying to Congress, which I think just means he did lie, but he had an excellent lawyer. And people figure, you know what? Big deal. I don't know. It's sports, doping, and steroids and all that stuff. And
they
I think
all lie.
I think everybody knows that he did it, but he got off and he got away with it. So I really lost interest in that one right away. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is the world's highest paid athlete, and Tiger Woods still hanging in there at number three. Kim Kardashian says, if I don't have a baby by the time I'm 40, I'd like to get artificially inseminated like the Virgin Mary. And then we all laugh because she said virgin while describing herself. And let's see. Scarlett Johansson, apparently Bradley Cooper is hitting that.
What up?
Ooh, good for him.